Professor McGonagall pulled out a lace handkerchief and dabbed at her eyes beneath her spectacles. Dumbledore gave a great sniff as he took a golden watch from his pocket and examined it. It was a very odd watch. It had 12 hands, but no numbers. Instead, little planets were moving around the edge. It must have made sense to Dumbledore, though, because he put it back in his pocket and said, "Hagrid's late. I suppose it was he who told you I'd be here, by the way." "Yes," said Professor McGonagall, "and I don't suppose you're going to tell me why you're here, of all places." "I've come to bring Harry to his aunt and uncle. They're the only family he has left now."
"You don't mean... You can't mean the people who live here?" cried Professor McGonagall, jumping to her feet and pointing at number 4.
"Dumbledore, you can't! I've been watching them all day. You couldn't find 2 people who are less like us. And they've got this son. I saw him kicking his mother all the way up the street, screaming for sweets. Harry Potter, come and live here?"
"It's the best place for him," said Dumbledore firmly. "His aunt and uncle will be able to explain everything to him when he's older. I've written them a letter."
"A letter?" repeated Professor McGonagall faintly, sitting back down on the wall. "Really, Dumbledore, you think you can explain all this in a letter? These people will never understand him. He'll be famous, a legend. I wouldn't be surprised if today was known as Harry Potter Day in the future. There will be books written about Harry. Every child in our world will know his name."
"Exactly," said Dumbledore, looking very seriously over the top of his half-moon glasses.
"It would be enough to turn any boy's head. Famous before he can walk and talk. Famous for something he won't even remember. Can't you see how much better off he'll be, growing up away from all that until he's ready to take it?"
Professor McGonagall opened her mouth, changed her mind, swallowed, and then said,
"Yes, yes, you're right, of course, but how is the boy getting here, Dumbledore?"
She eyed his cloak suddenly as though she thought he might be hiding Harry underneath it.
"Hagrid's bringing him." "You think it wise to trust Hagrid with something as important as this?"
"I would trust Hagrid with my life," said Dumbledore.
"Oh, I'm not saying his heart isn't in the right place," said Professor McGonagall grudgingly. "But you can't pretend he's not careless. He does tend to..." "What was that?"